Well, Mehmed not only conquered Constantinople, but essentially brought the Balkans and and Asia Minor into this new political order. And you can think of it as an expanded version of the Byzantine state. However, that political order that he created did have some important rivals, some important opponents. His successors faced a lot of the same strategic dilemmas faced by Byzantine emperors. They had a frontier in Europe. They had a distant eastern frontier. In this case, his grandson, Selim I, known as Selim the Grim, probably better translation is Selim the Awesome. He had a tendency to murder his half-brothers and other opponents to the throne. Above all, the great-grandson of Mehmed, that is Suleiman the Magnificent, well-known in Western literature of the time, they took on these border problems and attempted to solve them. The border problems consisted of two opponents in the east. One was Egypt, where the Mamluk sultans, this was a peculiar dynasty of slave rulers. They were professional Turkish soldiers who were brought into Egypt and who ruled by commission. That is, they chose from the administrative class and military class of these slave soldiers who should be sultan. So the Mamluk sultans ruled in Egypt, and they also controlled Syria and northern Iraq. They had the caliphate. They had transferred the last Abbasid caliph from Baghdad to Cairo, and they also could show themselves as the defenders of Islam because they had defeated the Mongols and also driven the last crusaders out of the holy places in the Levant. So the Mamluk sultans, in many ways, were rivals for the orthodox position in the Islamic world to Mehmed II and his successors. There was another rival in Iran, which eventually will develop into a counter-empire, into a Shiite, that is the other tradition of Islam, Shiite Islamic State, and is probably the most dangerous opponent. In the West, in the Balkans, there was the Kingdom of Hungary, and beyond Hungary, Austria. There was the traditional Christian foe. And so the Ottoman state from the start had to deal with these two distant frontiers. Well, the descendants of Mehmed II achieved some really world-class victories in dealing with these opponents and solving enormous logistical problems. Selim I in 1517, in a brilliant campaign, dragged his artillery train into Egypt and smashed the Mamluks, took over Egypt, captured Cairo, and in the process captured the caliph. And with Selim, the Ottoman sultans henceforth took the title of caliph. That is, they ruled not only as the traditional protector, the guardian of Islam, but they now became the religious figure as well. And that was an enormously important development for the Ottoman state because it gave a whole religious position to the sultan of Constantinople, which he had never had before. His son, the great-grandson of Mehmed, Suleiman, reckoned with both the Christian foes in the West and also with this rising Iranian foe. And Suleiman's reign is one of almost continual victories, where there was one major defeat, and that was before Vienna in 1529, where his it was actually the torrential rains in the spring of that year that prevented the Ottomans from bringing their artillery park up to Vienna to batter down the walls. And if the rains had not come, it's really very questionable whether the Christians would have been able to resist. But that did represent a significant check in Europe. But nonetheless, Suleiman had conquered Hungary. He had reckoned with the Iranian foe. He overran northern Iran and above all conquered Mesopotamia or Iraq and extended Ottoman power to the Atlantic along the shores of North Africa. So at his death in 1566, the Ottoman state had reached its greatest limits. It included all of southeastern Europe. It included the Crimea. The Ottoman sultan had contacts with the Turks of southern Russia. These were often known as the Golden Horde. The Turks of the Golden Horde, descendants of the old Mongol organization, they were allies to the Porte against the Christian power in Russia. Ottoman power stretched into northern Iran. They had occupied Iraq. They took Egypt, the holy cities of Mecca and Medina. So at the time of Suleiman's death, the Ottoman sultan caliph, and Suleiman was both caliph and sultan, ruled over all the historic cities of Islam. The ancient capitals of Damascus, of Baghdad, and Cairo, Tunis, all centers of medieval Islamic states. The holy cities, Mecca, Medina, Jerusalem, were also in their hands. In fact, the only serious Islamic power was that Iranian Shah to the east and, of course, the more distant Mughal Empire in India. But within the Islamic world, the Ottoman Sultan had succeeded to a brilliant legacy. And Suleiman presided over the cultural developments that went in tandem with this new heritage.